Okay, a couple notes for today's podcast. We let the AC on, so if you hear a humming, that's probably what that is. Also, you can go and follow Joe Cessery at underscore Joe Cessery. That's JoeCessere. And that's on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And also, we ran out of batteries about 12 minutes in, so you'll hear us talk about that. I had to go buy batteries.
Hello?
Hey, dude. Yeah. What's up, man? I'm doing the... Nothing. I'm doing the intro for the podcast, and I don't know how to say your last name.
Cessery.
Cessery. Okay, so I'll just be like, this is Joe Cessery.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the intro like?
Nothing. I'm just going to introduce you, who you are. Like, you're my friend, musician, talented guy. And welcome. Joe's going to tell some lies today or something like that. I don't know. Haven't really figured it out.
All right, cool.
Yeah, so I'm going to do this real quick, introduce you, and then explain a couple things and throw it over to the theme song that you wrote for us.
Awesome. Yeah, and just say I'm a – I would just – the only thing is just like say I'm a singer-songwriter. That's probably it.
Yeah, that's about all the credit you have.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, I will. Awesome, dude. And let me know when it's going to come out as well.
It'll be out today.
All right, cool. All right, thanks,
man, buddy.
I'll
talk to you later.
All right, peace.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
It's the lies we tell. It's the lies we tell.
I love that we both drive really shitty cars.
Oh, I don't. Dude,
I love it
because brutal.
I can hear you coming.
Dude, you can hear me from Venice.
Yeah.
My back left tire is running on wire right now.
Wire? Oh, damn. That thing's about to bust.
Dude, oh, yeah. Because I got the other two replaced. But I told him I was going to get all four. I just haven't gone back yet, so I got one running on wire. That thing's fucking brutal, dude.
Listen,
it's brutal.
Wait, so you got three tires, and you told him you were going by four.
No. So I got two fixed already,
and I'm
getting two more.
Two more. So
I'm getting the spare and then one.
Dude, that's how poor people work those tires. They're like, all right, I'm going to wear the front ones out first.
Dude, I was praying on the way over here it wouldn't pop, dude. I was avoiding potholes like a motherfucker. I was like driving, I saw a pothole, I was swerving. I didn't care what was there. I was like, oh, dude, it's brutal.
That's hilarious, man. I have three on mine that need it bad.
Are they on wire?
They're not on wire, but they're like so thin, like they look slick, dude. They look like super slick.
Oh, if it rains.
Oh, no, I about wrecked last time it rained. I stay inside when it rains. I'm like, no, I got to cancel everything.
Yeah.
I almost hit a car, like in a curve. I put on my brakes and I just kept going.
My God, dude. And the other thing is if you hit your car on anything, that thing's just... it's done.
Oh, dude.
It's done.
I walked out the other day with Bailey, and the bumper was on the ground. And nothing hit it. Nothing hit it. It was, like, parked in a gate. Like, nothing hit it.
Did you tell me you zip-tied it or something?
Oh, yeah. I zip-tied it because
We talked about that, didn't we? Yeah.
I zip-tied it because, like, I hit someone's bumper one time, and it took my whole bumper off. It didn't do anything. The whole bumper comes off.
Yeah, let me get a little bit of that.
And so I zip tie and take leopard tape and I put on the outside of it to keep it in, you know.
By the way, when he means literally leopard duct tape.
Yeah,
for people that don't know, that's not like a thing.
Yeah,
it's
leopard
fucking
duct
leopard duct tape on his blue, what is it, a Honda?
It's a 2002 Honda Accord.
Oh.
I went to a 99-cent store and got that duct tape, and so that was the only one they had two rolls of. I didn't want to look like an idiot and have two different kinds, like a zebra and a fucking leopard duct tape. So I did that and zip-tied it up, and then, like, it got so hot. Like, the duct tape is, like, just coming off the thing, you know? It's dried out, and...
yeah, it's taped to rust, dude. What do you think it's going to stick
yeah, that's
like
just,
fucking...
like, sticking to dirt. And I don't wash my car ever, dude. It looks like a road warrior.
Oh, I haven't washed my car probably since purpose? I got it from Boston, dude, which was like 2 years ago.
I remember when that car came in on a truck.
Oh, dude, that car. The fact that that car still is running is insane. Do you know that my dad called me? He told me, he's like, listen, when you put on the AC, you got to roll the windows down. I'm like, why? I'm like, Dad, why? He's like, listen, because it's, you know, the car's really fucked up. There's like fumes in there that are going to get in the car. You can't fucking, you got to roll the window. I'm like, dude, I've been doing that. I haven't rolled the windows down since I got it. He's like, listen, you probably lost some of your brain or something, because that fucking, the fumes that are coming in that car, dude, you can smell it.
Dude, I'm
telling you.
I left my jean jacket in my car. And it smells like crazy, dude.
It smells like fucking oil or transmission fluid, something. Something in there it smells like.
It's terrible. We're both like, that's what we're going to die of, is whatever same shitty cars.
I hope that's like all I need is just a newer, like just anything that isn't letting toxic fumes into my car, dude. Like, I don't need a nice car. Yeah, I just need a car.
I don't know, man. I think you're being a little,
No, it's fine. You know what, dude? That thing's a fucking workhorse. I've had that thing dude, because when we bought it, the guy said, this is not going to last you more than a year.
$500 or something?
I bought it for my $1,500.
$1,500. That's how much mine was, $1,600 actually. Yeah. So, I mean, I had a little bit more money than you at the time.
Dude.
It's $1,500.
Oh, it was $1,500. And the guy was like, yeah, man, it's not going to last you like more than a year. And I was like, all right, like that's like, I get it.
Yeah.
And so I got it, and it's lasted me like over 2 years, dude. I'm fucking, although when I went to go get it maintenance, this dude, Carlos. So he goes and he's like, so I show up and I was getting I forget what the fuck I was getting fixed, but it was like $400. So, which sucked. So I go back to pick up the car, and he's like, yeah, man, you know, like, I know you didn't want to, I knew you didn't want me to do work on the car, but I just want to let you know, there's a lot of shit wrong with this car.
Jesus.
And I was like, yeah, man, I was like, listen, I know, like, I'm just gonna, you know, I got $1,500, I'm just gonna drive it into the ground. And he was like, yeah, man, it's pretty close to the ground. And I was like, oh no. Like, he was like, listen, but I'll take it off your hand for like under $1,000 if you want to get rid of it. So I'm thinking about doing it. Just to get rid of it and maybe get something new, dude.
Yeah, if you can get $1,000 and you spent 2 years for $500, yeah, that's...
Yeah, no, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, no.
I don't give a fuck, dude.
Dude, let me, like, smash it with a hammer, like, before
yeah,
you
yeah,
get...
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, like, it's my great. Car... But the great thing about it is, like, I don't care about my car. Like, as long as it gets me somewhere, I don't give a fuck about
dude.
It.
Dude.
Like when you pulled up, I just, like, motioned you until you bumped into the back of my car, because
yeah,
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, today.
That's a game I play, like, when people come over, they have to park behind me, and I just tell them to keep coming until, like, they bash into my car.
Oh, yeah, I don't give a... Hey, we're making it work, baby. We're making
it's
it
fun.
Work. Dude.
That back bumper's about had it, too. There's going to be some duct tape on the back one, too.
Dude,
What I was saying, it fell off. In order to zip tie it, I have to open the hood, you know? And so I opened the hood, and I was putting it up with that little metal thing. The metal thing falls off.
That's fucking great.
Yeah. And
the
so
pole?
I'm,
the, like,
the pole.
The pole. Yeah,
yeah, the
yeah,
pole.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm just laughing, dude. I'm like, are you serious? Like, and I was like, my girl's here. You doing this to me? Like, she's standing right there.
Oh. 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 I forgot. Okay. If you're a girl and we're going out, you're probably picking me up. I'm not picking you up in that thing. Are you out of your fucking mind, dude?
Oh,
or you know
God.
What I do? This is like the most slick move. I'll be like, listen, I'm like, I plan on like drinking, so like
Uber.
I'm gonna Uber.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh yeah, that's like normal.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't give a fuck about that, dude.
Yeah, no.
Dude, I'm not
I'll
picking you up in that thing.
$60 not to pick
they
you get, up.
Dude, they can hear that thing when I start it in my driveway. They live in West LA. I live in fucking Santa Monica. And they dude, it's no way. I'm not picking you up in that thing.
Dude, that thing's disgusting.
Dude, it's I keep it nice, like I keep it clean on the inside, but it's brutal.
Mine
it's brutal.
Is not clean at all inside. Like I this is how bad that morning was going. Like I was laughing, like it wasn't bothering me. Mm-hmm. But like after that thing, I was like, well, now I have to stick this pole in my back seat. And like every time I have to like check my oil or something, I gotta go to my back seat to get the pole to go to the thing. And I just threw it in like just casually in the back seat, broke two coffee cups. I broke two coffee cups in the back seat because that thing was bad. I was like, of course.
Do you remember time before you had this
car? I
have
five coffee cups.
In there?
No, I have five coffee cups total, and two of them got broke the other day.
Dude, you remember before you had that, you had the van, and we clean out the van. There was enough shit in this van to fucking fill my apartment. Like, there was so much stuff in there.
I was pretty much living in it.
Yeah, man.
It was insane.
That was the best.
Oh, I hated that van so much. It was a piece of junk. I was so glad. As soon as I got rid of that van, like, it was just like a burden off my shoulders, dude. Oh,
you feel lighter.
Yeah, I think that's why I love that car so much. I was like, that car represents like financial freedom.
Yes.
I was like, I paid cash for that thing.
Yeah.
I only pay insurance. And if I don't want to pay insurance, I can just park the thing out there, you know, whatever. Dude. Like, if I leave for like 3 months and I'm not going to use it, let's cancel the car insurance. Fuck it.
Oh. Dude, I've been thinking about cancel. That's like the most liberating thing. Just canceling shit that you know is good for you. It's like shit that you know you need. It's like they asked me my word, like, do you need dental insurance? I'm like, nah, I don't want to pay the extra, $12 a month it is.
Yeah.
No, fuck it. Fuck it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it, dude. AAA saved me a couple times,
dude. I don't think I would ever.
AAA saved me in Hollywood when I had a. I never told you. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I went to a party. I played a show, and I went up to a party in like the Hollywood Hills, right? And me and my buddy Eric from home, and we're like, we're broke, whatever, and we're fucked, but we're going to this like cool house up there, and then we drive. I drive my fucking beater car, and I drive up there, and one of my tires either got slashed or just popped because it was running on wire. But up there, but here's the thing: when you're up there. What? Go ahead.
Well, I was like, do you think someone would see your car and be like, yeah, fuck this guy, and like slash your tires?
No, I think I parked in where somebody usually parked, like in front of the house, because there's no parking up in the hills there.
Yeah.
Even with the wealthy people, there's no, unless you got a garage.
Oh, so it's like a wealthy person just like.
Somebody was pissed.
Yeah, they're like, get your
somebody
trash
out was
of here.
Yeah, and they slashed my tire. And when you're up there, there's no service.
No, nothing.
So I can't even call AAA. So I decide. I'm like, I'm going to drive it down on the flat until I get to Sunset, because that's the first street where you get service, until I get to Sunset. And I pulled into like the Exxon right down the street from the Comedy Store. And I had to call AAA, and the guy's like, yeah, man, somebody fucking like slashed your tire. And I was like, you got to be fucking kidding. And that rim is so fucked up still just from that. From driving down that. Dude, for anybody that does it, it sucks driving down that hill.
Oh, yeah.
It is brutal.
Especially when you're on a rim.
It was, you could feel it in my legs, like while I was driving, like my legs were shaking because it was just like down the whole fucking hill.
Okay, here's the solution, maybe. Why didn't you just walk down until you got service, called AAA and told them where to go instead of ruining it?
Because I'm retired. Well, you thought I was going to fucking think of that, dude? Are you out of your fucking...
All right, we're back. The batteries went dead in this, mainly... Because I had to go buy coffee and stuff this morning. And so I didn't have enough to buy battery, or I didn't want to spend money on batteries. I didn't want to. I was like, that's like $8. I don't want to spend money on batteries. So I didn't, and it died. And so we went to Dunkin' Donuts and 7-Eleven, where I got some
batteries.
$6 batteries that hopefully
won't even fucking last this podcast.
And you're to blame. You're honestly to blame for this, because I went to your show. When was it? 2 days ago?
It was Saturday.
Saturday
night.
I paid $17.50 to see my friend.
Okay. So here's
who,
listen.
Okay, you listen
hold
to me.
On. Okay, all right. Listen. All right.
I want you to open your ears for this. I paid $17.50 to come see you.
That's a good friend.
I have let you in my shows no less than 30 times for free 99, and I've gotten you beers sometimes.
Okay, so let me explain, because if I had a list, obviously I would have put you on it.
Yeah.
But here's, so I played a show at this place in West Hollywood called the Peppermint Club, and I was the opener, and then there was two people on after me. There's just a guy after me and then the headliner. And the headliner, you know, they require you when you get booked there to sell a certain amount of tickets pre-sale. Yeah. And he didn't. So the deal is, in the agreement that they send you, is you got to sell 50 tickets to get 5 guest spots. And only the headliner.
50 tickets?
50, yeah. Okay. And he didn't. So the two openers didn't get any guest spots. And this place is like a more upscale type of
Yeah, it's
venue.
Really nice. Yeah,
yeah, it's like it's pretty new, and it's
I was actually talking, I think, to one of your friends. Like she saw me and just started like chatting me up. I guess like you talked about me or something, knew what I looked like. So she came up to me and was talking, and she told me that that room specifically is set up to be like the best acoustics.
Yeah.
And like I was looking at holy shit, like yeah. I can see it now because there's like padding, but it's hidden by decorations.
Yeah, it's
and it looks very
exactly.
modern, round.
Yeah,
you sounded amazing.
Oh, that. Thanks, man.
I
would have
recorded
that.
It on my phone, but it wouldn't have sounded as good.
It's a cool room, man. It's an industry. It's like it was made by a record company, and they wanted to make it for the performers and sort of you know, for just people coming up that are you know. Trying to do it full time or whatever. And it's like the room, it's one of the only rooms. There's a few of them, like Hotel Cafe and the Peppermint Club and School Night and the Troubadour. It's like, they're sort of built for the performer. And it just, because it's made by musicians and by these companies that are, you know, in the industry.
Yeah.
And it's just really cool to play a room where you're really heard well, and it's just a really cool vibe. I don't know. I had fun on Saturday.
I'm new to the LA music scene and and so I've been figuring out what's bombing for musicians versus what's bombing for comics. Because comics, if we get like fucking silence, it's terrible.
Oh.
And that's all your set is. Like, if your set was comedy, you'd be bombing your dick off.
Oh, bombing. Well, okay, so I play like indie Americana type stuff, and it's like my whole thing is some of it's quiet and some of it's just me. I mean, I played with people on Saturday, but a lot of times it's just me going up in these rooms, and it's, you know, you want people to listen and hear and you want it to be received the right way, and most of that style of music is everyone's quiet, and so that's in the comedy sense, that's killing for me. It's like if I can command a room, and if I can win the room, and everyone's quiet and listening to me, and it, you know, I have their attention, that's killing. But if people are talking over you and laughing and talking to their friend or facing the other fucking direction at the bar, like the kid.
Oh, dude! This was very weird. You went up first, and then there was two more acts, and you were the only one that anyone paid attention to and was quiet. And I was watching the other ones, and I leaned over to you. I was like, "This guy's bombing his dick off, isn't he? This is what bombing is."
I remember you said that, and that's what I mean, man. Like, I felt bad I'm happy that I did really well, and that it was a cool night. But. Man, that kid, I felt bad. I mean, like, people, they gave him a chance, like, the first two songs.
Dude.
And
he
woed
so many times.
This kid woed me into the ground. Dude. Like, this kid said woe so many times.
Could you sing woe the way he was singing it? Because he would do it the same way every time.
He
like
was
kind of
like, I'm not going to put him on blast, but the
Well, nobody knows who he is. We hadn't said his name.
I don't know. Well, this kid. So, anyways, he's kind of like Vance Joy, for those of you who want like a reference of what kind of music. Yeah. Like, if you've heard Vance Joy stuff on the radio, whatever, it's kind of like that. And he just kept going like, "Whoa, whoa!" Like, it was the weirdest thing I've ever. Yeah. Like, dude, he covered a Bob Marley song and put woes in.
Dude,
counted them.
We were
like,
them.
What?
I counted them.
He was really nice though. I felt bad.
That's the only thing. It seemed like ums in music or whatever. Like, you don't know what to say, but you have like a measure
like
to
filler.
Yeah,
oh,
filler.
Dude, no.
And that's
you can't.
He had it you in can't. Every song, dude. Every song.
And the headliner was such a cock that we left.
Oh, dude, I laughed at the way he was dressed.
We left. So the headliner goes on, and we stay for half a song, and we go outside to smoke. And we're out there for a minute, just laughing, whatever. We come back in, and he's off stage. And you know, like, and there was so many people there.
Yeah.
There was like 100, probably 20 people in there. And it's a small, if you've never been to the Peppermint Club, it's a small room.
Yeah, it's real small.
But it's an awesome, awesome venue. And the sound guy was great. And this kid was being a dick to the sound guy, a dick to the openers.
Wow.
He was just miserable and angry. Yeah. And it's like, I get on stage, I sing about sad songs, but I'm not a miserable fucking prick off stage. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like,
it's called a stage persona.
Yeah, and it's like, it's not even that. It's like, you know, I'm singing what I want to sing about and whatever. And that's great. But this kid was fucking like, he was
he looked
so
miserable.
Pissed
he
off
was,
stage, man.
He was the most cocky performer. I've seen him and one other performer. What's his name? Langhorn Slim? Have you
heard? I don't know who that is.
Anyway, his name is
amazing.
Langhorn Slim, and that dude is the cockiest performer I've ever seen in my life.
Dude, this kid was just, I don't want to talk about that too much, but seriously, like, it was a great time, and it was awesome. I mean, it was like a room, there's only a few rooms I mentioned before that I really wanted to play around town, which is like, you know, Hotel Cafe, School Night, the Troubadour, and Peppermint Club.
Yeah.
And like, I finally got to play there, and I'm doing the Hotel Cafe in the fall.
Oh, nice.
So
is that like your comedy store, kind of?
You know what? Exactly. It's okay. Hotel Cafe, and like the Peppermint Club, and these rooms that were built by like the industry and all this stuff. That would be like for you guys a comedy store, the Improv,
okay,
all that stuff. So. It's, yeah, exactly. It's just a really cool place that has a great community, and it's like, and it's just cool. It's like, the people that go there are really legit. It's like when you go to the comedy store, you know, those guys are the best, and they're legit, and like, and now you got a fucking show there, which is insane.
Yeah, I'm
insane,
happy they, like, made us, we're residents now, so every second
congratulations,
Thursday.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah, so insane. That's great. So every second Thursday of the month, we're going to be in the Belly Room at the Comedy Store.
Yeah, everyone go see that. I'm plugging
it's
that
called,
shit for
it's
you,
called
motherfucker.
Follow that.
Yeah, I'm plugging that shit. It's awesome. If you've never seen it, they get literally the best comics that I know about to come on the show and watch a sad video and riff on it. And it's just the shit.
Yeah,
it's
have Christina P., Brad Williams, Pete Lee. We got a bunch of people.
You had Eddie Pepitone.
We had Eddie Pepitone.
You had
Kurt Metzger.
It was awesome, man. It was so much fun.
No, we get a lot of good people, and it's fun. It's like a fun show. So I'm like glad.
Oh, I had a blast, dude. Yeah. I went with my friend Kelly, and we laughed the whole night, whole night. Like, and that place is cool as shit.
Yeah, it's like, just a fun place to go, man. The Belly Room is really nice. I just like how intimate it is.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, they're 10 feet in front of you, and they're screaming. Yeah. Eddie Pepitone screaming, spitting on me. He's like, I forget what he said, but I know he has this bit where he's talking. I think he was brought up like tweeting.
Yeah,
and he was like, "We used to work the land," and all this shit, dude. Oh, that guy. That was anyway. Not to fucking derail, but that was such a cool night.
Okay, so what was a lie you've told this week? The most recent lie.
A lie I told this week. I've told probably a lot of lies this week, but a lie I told myself this week was fucking that the Peppermint Club was going to pay me when they emailed me on Saturday night. And I know those fuckers aren't paying me, dude. I know they're not. That's a lie I told. Dude, I know. They send you an email saying any payment due is going to be back on Monday. Whatever. I don't care. No, it was fun. I just want to go back and be able to play. I mean, you know, they invited me back, so I'm excited to go play there again. So whatever. If they don't, you know. They gotta do it.
I've gotten checks that are like this. Like this, let's say I'm doing some like road shows or something, like in shitty bars, $300. Okay. $300.
Yeah.
I'll get an email being like, all right, we can only give you half. So like $150, and then next Thursday we'll get you the rest of it.
Oh.
I'm like,
yeah, man. No.
What?
That's weird.
It's not a payment plan, dude. I'm not like hawking fucking toaster ovens on the TV.
No. No, I if you ever get, okay,
I've never got that 150. I'm just going to tell you right now. You never get the 150.
Oh, never. You have a better chance of seeing Jesus than you getting 150.
Oh, dude, I'm just going to end up eating a bag of dicks on this.
Let me tell you something. This is the most embarrassed I felt. Like the first year I moved to LA. The first time I moved to LA, I would play. This is when we first started hanging out and becoming friends. We worked together for a little bit, and then I was gigging and he was gigging, and I had this show at this place in Hollywood. This one I was like doing open mics all the time. I still do, but the Lucky Strike.
Oh, the bowling alley?
The bowling alley, dude. And yeah, I played this gig there, and it was awesome. Like, the guy there is great. I love him. And he's always books me and treats me well. But dude,
it was
I remember filling out a W-2 for $25. Like, bro, I'm getting taxed on $25 to open a show.
Dude, I have a check. Dude, I have a check from it's like one of the first three times I got paid. I got a $15 check. I was so embarrassed that I would not go to my bank and cash it. I still have that check somewhere. Dude, I've never cashed it. They know my balance when I go in there, but I'm not going to make them think I'm desperate. Like, I'm cashing it. I'm walking in the bank cashing a $15 check.
No.
I couldn't even wait till I had more checks because that was the last one I knew of.
Yeah, like, I don't know when I'm getting paid deposits. Again. Yeah. No way. I'm not doing that shit.
My bank finally got online banking, though.
Oh, yeah. So, fine. You take a picture of it. You sign it.
If I get $15 checks, you goddamn right. I'm going to cash them now. Oh, immediately
that day. Hilarious. It's fucking, I've been having fun. I've been having fun. That Peppermint Club was fun. Hotel Cafe is going to be fun. Fucking, I know, even though those fuckers aren't going to show up with a check.
You have any lies from when you were a kid that you like got caught or anything?
Stealing.
Stealing. I guess, yeah, stealing's a lie.
Yeah, stealing. Oh, yeah. And I'll never forget the last time I did it was, we would go to, me and my buddy Deeks back home, would every day we'd go to this convenience store down the street every day after school. He's my still my best friend. And we would just, we'd like cut deals with, we knew the guy, the owner, and we were like tight with him, but we'd like cut deals with him that he didn't know about.
What are you talking about?
Like, we would go in there and we'd get like a sub, like they made like Italian, like cold cut sandwiches in there. So good, by the way. And we'd get like a vanilla Coke, but the candy we were taking. We were taking it, dude. The fucking Sour Patch Kids and the Milk Duds. So those. We'd pay for the sandwich, but we'd take gum, everything, dude. It was the shit.
Whatever's at the front.
Right at the front. We take.
That's so dumb of people to put candy and stuff like at pocket level.
Oh yeah, no.
At the cash register, like nobody's paying attention to that.
No.
I've never done that. Really?
You've never stolen anything?
I've stolen pins and stuff because I've.
What do you
I used
mean,
to go
stolen, what from Staples? No, what are you talking about?
Yeah, kind of like Walmart or whatever. I would just walk into Walmart and I'd be like $7 for a pen. I'm just going to take it.
$7
Yeah, like I
you
would
get
go
nice
back.
Pens, dude.
Yeah, I get nice pens.
Yeah.
Anytime I see something that's overpriced, I'm like, nah, dog. No. It's free.
Yeah,
now.
It's mine.
It's
yeah.
free. It's free.
Oh, dude. Sometimes when I was like, if there's something in the green room,
yeah.
If they're leaving nice shit in the green room, I'm it's mine.
Dude.
Mine, dude.
That's hilarious. I feel like everybody I talk to has stole. Like, either I have just like shitty friends or everybody's like a really nice person and they're just like, you know what? I want to be bad.
Oh, yeah. We all have that little weird defiance. Yeah. We think, dude, I think I'm a mobster after I do that shit.
No, dude. If I have to pay any money on taxes, I'll go into any store and steal anything. I'll go into any store. After I paid taxes or something, no.
Oh, yeah.
I'm taking everything.
Dude, I wish I could steal from like a grocery store. That's what I really want.
Oh, dude, you can. People steal dog food all the time. They just put it under the cart.
Right.
And they got smart and they started putting cameras down there and I started noticing them. I'm like, oh, okay. And it'll scan the barcode on whatever's like down there.
Damn. They're getting good, dude.
Yeah, they're getting good. But there's still a Ralph's.
Oh, yeah.
You can walk into and you...
Dude, there are some horrible Ralphs in this town. Oh, my God. You've ever been to the Ralphs in Hollywood?
No. Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Dude, you know what? We go to In-N-Out?
Yeah.
Right around there.
Oh, no.
There's
no.
another one on Vine, I think. Oh.
I went into a Ralphs the other day.
Brutal.
And it... Dude,
there's
it
some
had
good
a bar.
Ones,
yeah, this one was like...
Nice.
This one was near UCLA.
And oh, it, of course it's oh my nice,
God, dude.
Yeah.
It was like a steakhouse when you walked in there. It was crazy.
They got like waiters it's just and like, shit.
Yeah, they had waiters. There is like mahogany's everything, you know, like fucking dark.
Oh,
woods.
Anything with brown wood.
Yeah. Oh, oh
I
my
make.
God.
Yeah, dude. Come
yeah,
on.
No, I'm hanging out here all day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They got AC.
This would make it warm.
I will find shit to do in there.
Oh, dude. I'm writing fuck my yeah. next novel.
Oh, fuck yeah, doing? Dude. I'll bring a guitar in there. I'll fucking write songs. People are like, what is this dude homeless? What he's doing?
He's got a lot of chargers.
Fuck. Yeah.
Dude, that's how you know someone's homeless, when they have more than three chargers that they're charging up at once.
Oh, and not only that, you know what drives me insane?
What's it?
When I see, I don't know, like if I go to like Coffee Bean mm-hmm. or Starbucks or like Pete's or something, and there's a motherfucker in there with like, he's setting up for the day. Like he's got like a computer, yeah. not a laptop.
A
computer in there. And he's sitting in the corner, and he's got like it looks like a fort that he fucking built.
And what's weird and is like sometimes it's a Mac, dude. It's like a Mac desktop. It's like you don't have Wi-Fi at your home.
And
for
he's
your
playing
big-ass
like
thing?
Some fucking dude. I wonder like what those people are really like.
Yeah, I would like to
in real
talk,
life.
Yeah, I would like to follow people that do that.
Do you
think that's
that
a
they?
Good
yeah.
idea.
No, those
maybe that'll be
demons.
A mini docu-series I do. It's just I follow those people and figure out why they think that's a good idea.
Dude.
That's just like a not giving a fuck that I cannot dream about.
Here's the thing. There is some part of it that I'm attracted to because I'm like, this motherfucker has got
the
no fucks left in the tank.
Dude,
nothing.
The gall.
Nothing. And he's in there. You know he's fucking jerking it three times a day.
Oh,
you know
shit,
it's dude.
Dude, listen, let me tell you about you this Coffee Bean experience. This is the I've completely
I love
forgot
Coffee Bean,
about
by the way, I think.
No, it's my preferred
yeah,
choice.
Me too.
But like their stores, they got some weird people going in there, and that's just called
it always
LA.
Fucking smells weird
oh,
when you're in there. It smells
me,
like nutsack and coffee.
Dude, let me tell you what this motherfucker did. It was at that long table, and this one was on the Pico. It was on
in Mid City?
Like No. Not on Pico like
oh yeah, I got it.
West Pico. And it's a long you know, they have that long table with like four or five chargers on it and like
Yeah.
So I'm sitting in the middle of it. I guess that's kind of a dick move, but I'm sitting in the middle of it and there was a couple people inside of me, but then they left, so I was just still sitting in the middle and I didn't move over. This guy comes in and he starts charging his phone. And he looks homeless, real homeless.
Yeah.
Real
He's been homeless for a long time.
Yeah, his skin is just dirty.
It's
just
like,
dirty.
Like
it's
got
like
an inch of rubber on there.
Yeah,
it's yellow.
Terrible. And yeah. I feel bad. So I'm like, I'm not going to move just because he's like starting to take up more space because he takes out some more chargers. He gets to like the third charger and I'm like, oh my God, dude, come on.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's going to be here all day. And like, I started smelling him, and then so I'm writing. I'm just like, okay, this smells like terrible. And then I get a huge whiff of something like just unfathomable, like how bad it smelled. And he's jerking off in front of me. Him reaching into his pants caused such a smell.
Dude,
that I
that
looked up from my
been...
computer and was like, what are you doing to me?
Dude, that should be like assault.
Yeah, he was he wasn't paying me. He wasn't jerking off to me, of course. He was jerking off to one of his three cell phones.
Jesus Christ, dude. I fucking hate when people... Yeah. I mean, granted, this dude's probably homeless and
yeah,
like
no,
manic.
Honestly,
fucking...
I didn't even turn him in. I didn't
yeah.
rat on him.
You're a good guy,
dude,
yeah.
No, he's in the corner. It was just me and him. I picked up my computer and I left. And like, I went to sleep that night and I'd wake up smelling him, dude.
Oh.
It was like in my nostrils.
Yeah, that's fucking traumatic. Ooh. Traumatic experience. I don't like when people, and I mean, that's an exception because it's like, you know, he's homeless and the poor guy and whatever. But like when I see regular people doing weird shit like that, I want to go up to them and go, hey, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Like,
and like I get we're in LA whatever,
yeah,
but like, come on, dude.
Maybe those people are poor too or something, like the guys that
you
take
never
their big,
know.
Like, because maybe they spend all their money on like that computer or something and they can't afford Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Maybe everybody's just like down on their luck at Coffee Bean.
That's like the most compassionate way to look at it. Like,
yeah.
That's, but also though,
fuck them.
Dude, when you're, oh yeah, fuck them. Dude, when you're.
I'm mad at them when I see them.
Oh, when I see, if I see a woman in like, if I see, dude, if I
I'm
see.
Furious. Yeah. If I see a woman.
Period. Dot, dot, dot.
Furious.
Yeah. No, like if I see a lady and she's between the ages of like 38 and like, or up, like 40 or up, and she's doing something disrespectful or being a yeah. fucking bitch. I swear to God, I don't know why else is sexist. It's so sexist that I said it, just women. If I see anybody, okay, not to go back on me being sexist, I'm just saying, if I see like an older person, it, yeah. but not old enough to be like, you know, not like 70
like
or 45. Yeah, like if I see somebody who should have their shit together and should not be a miserable prick about life, I know yeah. we all have our shit, but whatever. Dude, and they're being a prick yeah. to whoever's there.
I can't stand that.
Oh, or they ask for anything extra or special, I'll go off. And I know that's something wrong with me because I'm yeah. just getting pissed at their day.
Yeah.
But like if they ask for something else in the drink, they're like, hey, can I get like a small soy latte with not a lot of foam and like an extra shot and only half? And can you put like – and I just want to go, hey, shut the fuck up. You,
she'll
there's
have
a list.
A
pick,
latte.
Pick from the list, dude.
Dude, that's what I do. Every time I go up there, I go.
I get the same
venti,
thing.
Yeah, venti vanilla latte. Get
that's
it. In and out.
Yeah, I fucking go. I get large iced cold brew. That's it.
I either
that's
get
it.
A, yeah, I get iced coffee or I get a latte. It just depends.
Oh my God.
I never. I don't even do skinny vanilla latte, and I'm like lactose intolerant. I should get almond milk. I don't
I love
do that.
That you're lactose and you drink milk dude, anyway, dude.
I'll drink the fuck out of milk. I don't care.
Oh my God.
What?
I forgot about this. Okay. Do you remember the time we played that show at the UCB?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And we sang. Okay. So.
Okay, well.
You can preface it.
Yeah, I'll preface it with like. The show, I think, was called. I don't think it's happening anymore, but it was called American Pie. And it was stand ups try something that they haven't done before, such as like. Music or something like that, something they've never done, magic, whatever. And so magic. I decided, I didn't know what I was going to do, honestly. Like I had no idea what I was going to do. And then me and you were hanging out one night and we just started singing this song, and the song, the chorus was Daddy Would You Leave Mama For Me. And then it was like every night could be boys' night.
It was,
and so it was like this very romantic song about a boy falling in love with his dad.
Oh,
and,
so fucked up.
I had Joe come with me because I can't sing. And like, so he would make it sound pretty and he could play the guitar better than me. So it just sounded better. And I thought it was hysterical.
It was hysterical. I mean, we did really well that
yeah.
night. It was cool. And people responded. But okay, so
that was really neat to get a response from that because I've never played like a song in public before.
On stage. It's
yeah,
weird.
That's
it's
weird.
Weird, man.
You know what's really weird? I was there the first time you got on stage and tried stand up.
Oh.
And you were there the first time I
yeah,
sang
and,
on
and,
stage.
And I thought I killed and I probably died
no,
a
you,
slow and
no,
painful.
No, dude, you
death.
Did great. You did great.
I just it was I thank God I was high. I don't think I could have done it if I wasn't high.
Oh, tell them. So what happened was we wrote this down in Joe's notebook, the lyrics for this. And Joe's mom visits town and finds it.
Okay. So it was like in a notebook that I, you know, when I try to write songs, whatever. And when I wrote it, I left it in there because I didn't think my mom would go through my fucking shit.
Yeah.
So she
rookie
comes
move.
And visit. Yeah, rookie move. She comes in, and of course, like a fucking asshole, I like, and she made it sound like she made it sound like it was she found it by accident. She fucking didn't find it by accident.
There's no
okay?
way. That's
she
like
didn't.
Deep into the archive.
So she comes and visits, and she's staying with me, and we're like, I'm at work one day, and she's at the house, and she said that she had a phone call, and it was for work. And she needed a piece of paper, and she went in my room because my roommate was home, so she didn't want to be like talking in the living room. So
yeah.
she went in my room, which is fine, and to write something. And she said she needed to write something down, and she grabbed my notebook. But then she obviously read through my notebook because she found our song, right? That
yeah.
said, Daddy, won't you leave Mama for me and all
yeah.
this shit. So here's the thing. So the whole rest of the So dude, the whole rest of the
this whole song is just disgusting.
It's disgusting. I did not write it. He fucking wrote
it. Dude, I wrote it from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, dude.
I still think it's really funny.
So we okay. So she finds it. The whole rest of the vacation, I can tell she's acting weird, but I don't say nothing because I don't know. I just ask her, you know what, you are right. Do you want to talk about it? And she no. So she gets like 3 days go by, and then she gets home. I'm from Boston. So she flies back to Boston and she calls me and she texts me one day. She goes, we need to talk about something. And I said, okay, are you okay? She's like, yeah, but we need to talk about something. I have to ask you something. I said, okay, just call me.
That's scary.
So, just terrifying. I thought she was going to tell me like somebody
Everybody's
in the family
dead.
Was sick or something. Yeah. And so she calls me and she goes, okay, so I got to be honest. Like, I was in your room and I was on a phone call. I needed a piece of paper and I used your notebook and I read through something and I found something in there. I said, okay, what is it? You know, I thought she was going
to. She had to read through 50 pages to find that.
I don't know. Yeah, that motherfucker was at the end. You thought I put that at the front? You think I put that motherfucker at the front so people can read it? I put that motherfucker at the end. So she goes through. And or I guess and finds it and is like freaking out. And so she asked me on the phone. She's like, listen, she was like, did something happen to you when you were younger? And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, she's like, you wrote something in your notebook about when you were younger and a guy who you called dad. Like, did you know? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, Ma, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, what are you actually?
I just thought of one of the lines. And, it's like, we can sit in your truck. You can put your finger in my butt.
Yeah, it was brutal, dude. My mom literally thought for 3 days and didn't say anything that my dad molested me as a child. My mom literally, dude, like.
This is the best thing that's ever happened.
It was so, and so I go, and I'm like, no, she was like, and then she fucking flat out asked me, she was like, did dad ever touch you when you were a kid? And I'm like, no, what the fuck are you talking about? Or like, what is happening right now? And she's like, well, I found this song in your thing. And I'm like, oh, and then I had to explain to her that it was a joke from my friend Jason, who she knows because he's a stand-up, and it was this thing. And my mom literally thought that my dad molested me for like a week and didn't say anything to me. Like, she waited till she was 3,000 miles away to fucking tell me that shit.
Oh, my God.
Fucking unreal, dude.
That's so hilarious.
Unreal. That was hilarious.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Damn, dude. That makes me laugh so hard that your mom just like.
Yeah, my mom
throws
crazy.
Her whole marriage out.
Oh, she would. Yeah,
she was ready.
She was
to leave
ready
him.
To leave. Not even close, dude. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even.
Didn't
oh
even
God.
Bring it up to him.
And oh my, yeah.
Well,
why?
I guess she wouldn't. I wouldn't. Like, if that happened to you, what like would? I think she did it in a timely manner. Actually,
you think so?
Yeah, because she had to like battle with like, well, what does this mean? Like,
yeah,
could it be
yeah. I gotta give her a break. But also, mom, don't go through my fucking.
Yeah,
shit.
You
know
might
what I mean?
Find out that. He got molested.
Dude, it was unreal.
She was just thinking the worst.
Seriously.
But
that
everybody
was,
does. Like, that's
Yeah,
that's
I do good. The same thing. I
yeah,
do the same
that's,
thing.
That's kind of like a lie in itself.
Like, dude, if I get, like, a weird pain under, like, my left pec or something, I'm like, oh, it's going down. I got to go to the hospital.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, it's going down.
Oh, no. I'll get too high and, like, have everything. I'm dude. Like a hypochondriac, man. I can't deal
really?
With it.
Really?
Yeah. I constantly, like, yeah. Probably got this, that.
I do the sort of, but then like the next day I wake up and I forget about it.
Yeah, same.
You know what I mean? I
same.
Like.
I have a new thing every day. Like, it's, yeah. It's just like a hypochondriac thing. It's not even like I'm super hypochondriac. I'm like, yeah, that's probably what's going to take me out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I also, but I romanticize about shit like that.
What, about dying?
About dying like a certain way.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Like, how do you want to die then?
I don't know, man. That's a lot. I mean, I okay.
What do you? Tell me what you mean by romanticizing it.
Like, I like thinking about like, oh, what if I went out this way and it was really like dramatic and romantic and like, I like, I don't know something.
What if it was like you thought it was romantic?
Like, I don't
want to
be like eaten by a shark. I just want to like, you know,
drive off into the sunset.
I want to like, you know, sit on like a fucking porch with like a bottle of whiskey and like play music and make my life like feel like it was a movie or something fake or some shit. That's what I want to do.
Dude, that's not going to happen whatsoever. I bet you you're going to die like, oh, fuck, and something kills you.
You think so? Likely, you think I'm going to be killed?
Yeah.
What the fuck? No, I'm not. Yeah, dude, don't say that.
Dude, you're going to get killed, and I'm telling you that right
that's
now.
That's so fucked up to say to a friend.
Dude, I know how that mouth of yours is.
Oh, yeah, it's going down, dude. So dude, I'm going to say something just not cool.
Dude, I honked my horn at someone on my street because they are in the middle of the street. The motherfuckers chased me around my neighborhood, tried to wreck me for honking the horn because they were in the middle of the road and I couldn't get by. They chased me, dude.
Dude, people are fucking crazy.
Until I got
LA's
down to
insane.
The police station. Because like the only reason I even started going fast down this area is because I saw them come up and they were not braking. Like they were going to ram my car.
Dude.
And I was like, if they ram my car, like I can't, like it's over. This car's over and they're going to just come shoot me.
Dude.
I don't live in a great neighborhood.
Yeah, it's
that
this
I found out.
Not exactly, you know, Beverly Hills.
No, it's not Beverly Hills whatsoever.
But man, dude, LA's so different than any. And I don't mean that like, oh, LA's so different than ever. You just have to come experience it. You don't.
It's terrible.
It's just so weird to like be in mesh with all these different types of people. Whereas like I'm from, you're from North Carolina?
Yeah, North Carolina.
Yeah, and like I'm from Boston and I grew up, and all the people that I was raised around, I mean, there's crazy people everywhere and stuff would happen, but all the people that I was raised around were sort of like me and my family. Mm-hmm. And so when I moved out when I was like 19, when you come to a place like LA, and especially when you're like pursuing a career in whatever, music or comedy, whatever you do, like you're around all these different types of people that you don't know, dude, what their deal is. And you quickly find out who you do not mesh with and who you do. Like you fucking, there's from, you know, whether it be people just like couch surfing or people being homeless, but still pulling it off, or rich people, you never know, dude. Yeah. People are fucking, and LA is just like this melting pot of like these people who like flee. They're like fucking refugees inside our own state. They're like, I got to get the fuck out of where I'm from and fucking go to LA and try to make sense of it there, which is like, and you can't run from yourself, whatever. But like, dude, that's what they do.
It's a town of people lying to themselves, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
because they're
all right, well, I'm going to make it. You're right. Or like,
everyone thinks that.
Yeah. Everybody like, thinks they're going to make it. Some of them don't even have talent and they come out here, you know, like it's not even like,
that's true.
They just decide they want to be an actor one day and they didn't do theater or anything. Like
that. Yeah.
Which is, it's possible you can, but like, why? Like if that's why, who cares?
Yeah. And it's, but that's what I mean too. Like I think the cool thing about it, about the experience is like, you get to see the people who are really about it, who are out at open mics every night, who are doing shows, who are
that's
putting
like
in work.
Yeah, like, I feel like you can work at that stuff, but acting isn't something you can really work on.
It's
unless you're taking classes
acting classes, I guess.
So I guess if people are taking acting classes, they come out here to take acting classes, and they're actually going out and they're working or something, getting better, that's great.
Yeah, or but going to a lot of auditions.
Yeah, auditions and stuff, but I don't know. I don't know many actors that are like that.
Yeah.
Every
like,
actor I've met is just like someone.
They're just sort of waiting for it to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
They had something big and then they haven't had anything since.
Yeah, man. And they get comfy.
Yeah.
They get some fucking job that pays them like 14 grand for the day. Like they're on like a fucking CSI, like one. Like they're on like one CSI. They get paid 14 grand for the day. And then the rest of the year, they just chill.
Yeah.
Like they don't do anything. They start looking for a job like 6 months after
that. My friend got a job on this sitcom, and I just didn't hear from her from like a month, dude. Like,
yeah, she was rolling in it.
My text just didn't. My Android phone didn't go through to her.
She saw that green. She saw the green. She's like, I don't fuck with poor people. Fuck that. She saw the green little fucking thing pop up. It wasn't blue. She's like, oh, I'm not answering that.
That's terrible,
dude.
Yeah. So what's like a lie that you got caught in like when you were growing up? Or do you
probably just? I got caught stealing once.
Okay, you got caught stealing.
That was one, and this older woman said, she was like, "I know what you're doing, and you were like something like you were raised better than that." And I was like, "I gotta stop stealing."
I gotta stop stealing.
Yeah, I was like, I was like, because I don't know. Oh, and then like
when they put the shame on your mom.
Yeah,
it's like,
hey, yeah, don't do that shit, dude. Whoa. Like, hey, and you want to know what I want to say to him?
Don't
I want to go, hey, I wasn't raised better than that. That's what I really want to say. That's what I want to say to him.
If
she like,
gave
hey,
me money this week, I wouldn't
I
have been
wasn't raised better than that. You want to know why? Because I'm fucking stealing, dude. You idiot. That's what I want to say. No, but
have you
probably.
Told, well, have you told like a lot of, like recently? Like as an adult, like 18 plus? Because those are sometimes more interesting, is like a recent one.
I guess just.
Have you lied to like a significant other?
I've lied to like, I guess I've lied about shit. Just like, I don't want to hang out with somebody.
Oh yeah.
And maybe I made it seem like I did at first, but then I realized I didn't want to.
Oh, I've got the, I got.
And I will lie and they'll be like, hey, what are you doing today? And I'll literally be like, oh, I'm at work and I'm not at work. And like, even if they go and fucking check it out. I'll be like, oh, I was on lunch or some shit. Like shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get, like, okay, if I don't want to go, dude, I'm not, I don't want
to
go.
Well, that's good to know because a lot of our conversations are like, I got this dog.
No, okay. And so but that stuff's legitimate,
if you
dude.
Ever tell me you're at work, I was like, I'm not even
oh, if you ever
by.
Hear that I'm at work, you better dude. Come by and check because that's a 50-50. You're fucking, you're trying to fit a 5-pound salami in a 4-pound bag.
By, I drove by, Oh, Whole Foods, I didn't see your car.
Oh, dude. Yeah, no, what? No. If I'm, I don't know. It depends. If it's music related, it's the truth.
Yeah.
Because then I'm actually doing something. Yeah. But if it's like something, like if I just don't want to hang out with you.
Well, no, we live so far apart. Like, like I don't think we have to lie about that. Like, we live like what? Like 30 minutes apart?
No, it's probably, today wasn't bad. Today it only took me like 15, 20 minutes.
Oh,
yeah,
damn,
15
then
minutes.
I feel bad because in my head it's 45 minutes.
It's in like Tahunga in the valley. Yeah. It's just up in the mountains. It looks like fucking Lord of the Rings.
Fucking Tarzan.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's,
yeah,
no,
in my head it's 45 minutes. I'm like, oh, dog, I can't drive.
Oh,
that far
I do
right
shit.
Now.
I make shit bigger than it really is all the time. If someone tells me like they're going to like some part of West LA, even though I live in Santa Monica, I'm like, that, yeah. I don't know, man. That might be pushing it tonight. The car's got a fucking running on wire. I find every excuse in
oh,
the
dude.
Book, dude.
Anytime you just say something like the car, I'm like, yeah, I get that for sure.
Yeah, no way, dude.
Putting 45 minutes on my car.
No way. It's a, dude, that's literally a shot in space. If I drive to the valley in my car, dude, if I make it to the valley.
I was worried we were, like, when we went and got coffee and batteries, I was honestly worried that one of the tires were going to blow.
Oh, yeah, no. Dude, if I go, I better, the old, literally, this is the truth. The only reason I would go up to the valley, literally, is if I'm playing a gig to get paid. Mm-hmm. I would take that chance for a check. Yeah. Or if I literally am in love with you. If I'm dating a girl and I'm in love with her, I'll go up to the vet. Besides that, I don't care how good of friends we are. I don't care. But dude, I'm not taking the chance. I'm not taking the chance, dude. I'm not doing it.
Dude, yeah, because every time like we try to hang out or something, it's like you always, before I can.
We're
I'll
either
be,
broke or like I'll fucking.
I think anytime we're broke, we just want to hang out because it doesn't cost us
anything.
Anything. It costs us McDonald's.
Yeah,
or
McDonald's.
In-N-Out.
Yeah, or In-N-Out or like a coffee. Very basic shit, dude. Yeah. We don't fucking need.
No,
I don't
dude.
Need all that shit.
No, all our clothes look the same.
I wore the shirt. I wore the shirt yesterday.
This is my
all day.
This is day three on this.
I mean, I changed. Yeah,
I changed shirts, but I have another shirt that looks just like it.
Oh yeah, I this shirt I wore yesterday, and I do like this shirt though.
Yeah.
So I do like this shirt. It's my fucking New Hampshire Laconia Bike Week shirt. So I look like a complete degenerate when I go out. It's my fucking yeah. Dude. Who would wear a shirt that just says New Hampshire on it?
That's hysterical, dude. I took a picture of you and your shirt when we went to the 7-Eleven. I was like, he looks like he's like in some kind of biker gang because you have your little tattoos on and
I
stuff.
Keep getting more of them. But we'll see. Dude, I don't know.
Oh,
I can't
what's that
fucking
one on your elbow? I haven't seen
that's
that
a new
one.
One.
What's that say?
It says Control. It's
Control?
A fucking music. Yeah. It, my buddy, my best friend Dylan done it. He wanted
he should have done
sport.
It in bold.
Well, that I'm going to get it touched up. It's just because I kind of fucked around with it. I didn't like, I like went swimming like a couple weeks after and they tell you to wait a little longer and shit like that.
Yeah.
But they're all going to, whatever. They're all going to fade. Like they're all,
you got to get them touched up constantly?
No, no.
What
no,
is that?
Really.
A skull ice cream cone?
Yeah.
Is that really
like I'm
what
fucking
it is?
No, no, okay. No. It's a spider web and a fucking. But dude,
oh, dude
no,
it looked like a skull on an
like
ice cream cone.
What's
like,
his name? The Gucci
mane.
The dude on the fucking. Dude, I got some stupid ones, but
yeah,
I'm
they
gonna
all
keep
look fun.
Them. They're all.
Does that
they're,
say
they're
Ma? You have one that says
Ma. Yeah, I got that from because I don't call my mom.
Yeah.
And I want to get a mom tattoo. My buddy was like, can I do a mom tattoo on you? I was like, yeah. And he was like, what do you want to do? I was like, I call my mom Ma.
Yeah.
And so I did, yeah. Fucking, I love getting tattooed.
Oh, dude. Like, it's really weird. I was thinking about this the other day because, like, in the South, like, it's your mama and your daddy.
I don't know. Dude, the word daddy is so sexualized.
It is now. Fucking, I still call my, I was like, is daddy there? I say that.
You see, you feel weird when you say it?
No, I don't.
Dude, I don't call my dad daddy. I call my dad dad.
No, I'm not calling my dad daddy in public. But, like, if I'm talking to my mama, I'm like, or talking to my mama, I say, is daddy there?
Oh, well, mom is not weird, though.
Mama.
Yeah, that's not weird.
That's not weird.
No.
But it's mama and daddy.
Don't. You got to stop doing that. You got to stop saying daddy. Dude. It's fucking weird, dude. It's weird.
Yeah,
now.
But listen. Okay, this is how I call it. It's like, all right, I hope you have a good night. Is daddy there?
I guess you could get away with it because your accent, but if I said that shit,
no,
I get fucking slapped.
Okay, you say the exact same thing. Okay, you're hanging out with your mom, and like, then you're like, is hey, daddy
Ma,
there?
Hey, Ma, is daddy there?
No. Yeah, no.
No,
no.
I sound like
what
a fucking...
I think it's the I-E, or that's not how you spell daddy. It's the Y.
Yeah, it's... Dude, fucking, so we've been smoking this fucking pen. Where is it?
Yeah, I think it's like daddy. And I go, is daddy there? Diddy?
That's just a Southern, whatever. You're Southern,
no, I call
whatever.
I don't call him daddy, I call him Diddy, pretty much.
No,
is
you
daddy,
don't.
Is daddy there? Diddy.
Yeah. It's just your accent.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's my accent,
but
I'm saying daddy.
I'm like, hey,
daddy.
Is dad there? And my mom's like, yeah, give me a second.
Yeah, dad's always seemed weird, like his name would be Steven or something.
Yeah, my dad's name's Ralph.
Ugh, God, yeah. I would call him dad, too.
Yeah,
Ralph.
Fuck it. Ralph. I or every once in a while, I'll call him up, like, oh, Ralphie.
Yeah.
Just like that. And he's like, dude. And my parents immediately curse at me. Like, you know those motherfuckers that you grow up. Dude, this is something we got to talk about. Okay. You know those motherfuckers that you were growing up and they didn't, like, their parents didn't curse in the house and they didn't allow them. Hey, fuck those kids.
Yeah.
Those kids are all weird now. Like,
my parents
would all
didn't
my
cuss.
Friends, huh?
My parents didn't cuss, but my dad was a preacher.
Right.
Yeah, so.
But did you cuss?
Oh, dude, like a sailor.
Yeah.
I still cuss.
And did they cuss at you when you got older?
No. Huh.
Okay. See, that's the difference. My parents, they cussed at me, and I cussed at them when I was younger. And all my friends, like all my friends.
Yeah, because you're from Boston.
Yeah, like they all, and then at, like every once in a while, you go to some kid's house, and his parents are like kind of wealthy, and they're like uptight, and they're Christian or whatever. And they don't curse at them. Like, there's, like, no curse rules in the house. If you have no curse rules at your house, hey, man, I'm not coming over. I'm not coming over, dude. Because
no, I can't say
it's bullshit.
When I'm at your house.
Dude, if I can't curse, and I'm not, and here's the thing, I would never curse in front of your parents.
Yeah.
But just the fact that you have that rule,
yeah.
I lose respect for you and your
I'm
family.
Not going.
If you're one of those kids that was raised and you can't, and then you grow up to be some fucking herb weirdo.
Yeah.
No, dude.
Well, that's not how my parents are, really. Like, my parents, like, never cursed or anything, and they didn't want me to curse. And they still don't want me to curse. But, like, if someone came over, like, they could curse, and it wasn't like
they
weren't going to feel weird about
it.
Yeah, no,
because my parents curse in front of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And my thing is, I was able to curse if I could make it funnier than it was offensive.
Right.
As far as that. Because, like, I could say shit was the first one I realized I could get away with. Go up to my mom and be like, we got to get out of this thrift store. I'm about to shit. She would laugh at that or something.
If you're good enough to do that, they let you do it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I could get away with it if it was funny or as long as I wasn't like yelling like, fuck shit or whatever. Like, I could get away with it.
Right. Like, if I was genuinely upset and my parents could tell, they didn't care that I cursed. Or if I was being funny and I was making everybody laugh, they didn't give a fuck. But if I cursed, like, and I was being a dick, they would tell me not to curse and then curse at me. Like, they would be like if I was like, dude, I can't believe this fucking bitch or something like that.
Yeah.
And my dad would be like, hey, don't fucking say that in this house. And I'd be like, hey, man, don't curse and don't curse at me and tell me not to do that. I got this from you, you idiot. You know?
That's so funny.
But my parents are the shit, dude. I love the shit out of my parents and they're awesome.
Yeah, I met your parents. Awesome. They're nice people.
They're awesome.
But
yeah,
I mean,
crazy, but
yeah, they're
whatever.
Crazy because, she took 5 days
to tell me that.
That's
and they just do crazy shit. Like, my dad still fucks with me, dude. My dad, okay, I, I, I'm praying that my parents never hear this podcast because I'm about to tell you this right now.
Okay.
Dude, my dad will call me and like we'll just be bullshitting. And out of nowhere, because my dad's so funny, mm-hmm. he'll be like, oh, so you you play a show the other night? And I'll be like, yeah. He'd be like, you go home with anybody? And I'd be like, what? And I'm like, he's like, hey, you know, did you do the horizontal shuffle with anybody? And I'm like, hey, Dad, what the fuck? Just like, that, what are you doing? And I'm like, and he's like, did you? Yeah, he's like, exactly. And I'm like, am I like supposed to tell you this? He's like, yeah, I don't care. Like, he's fucking cool as shit, dude. And he'll just send me random shit sometimes, like random funny things that he finds. Like, he'll quote movies and shit. And he'll just send them to, yeah, they're the shit. And my mom, too. My mom, they're off. They're fucking crazy, dude.
And do you think he's telling your mom everything that you're telling?
Oh, not a chance.
Oh, really?
No way.
Oh, because she would freak out?
No, she'd just be like, Ralph, what the fuck?
Yeah.
She'd be like,
I feel like if I tell my parents anything and it's not about the other parent or something, that's immediately what they talk about.
Oh, when I was younger, if I was like, hey, Dad, can I talk to you about something that I don't want you to mention to Mom? He'd be like, oh, yeah. And I'd be like, I'm like really worried about this thing, or I liked it. And that night, my mom comes in my room and she's like, well, your father told me.
She storms in.
Dude, she comes in my room. She's like, well, your father told me you had this on your mind. And I was like, oh, my fucking Christ, dude. I'm never telling you anything again. I'm never telling you anything again, dude. You fucking, you prick. Why did you do that? I trusted you, motherfucker. And you fucking, dude, my dad betrayed me when I was a kid to my mom.
Yeah. No,
and I get what he was doing because he's like, you know, it's hard probably navigate. Yeah. You're trying to navigate like raising kids and you're fucking, and what, hey, dude, come on.
That's so
come
funny.
On.
You gotta give your parents a break, though.
No, they're the best, man. I do. I talk a lot of shit, but we have such a good time and I love my family and like, it's the shit. You said you had the dopest. You said once you were like, you know, I can tell if somebody's a good person, like by how good of a relationship they have, like with their mom. Like if they love their mom. I'm like, dude, that's perfect way to say it.
You know, you can just tell.
You could tell, like in the, like you could tell by them, like all the people that I know that are my friends that are like, and I go to their family stuff and have dinner with them and they're the shit. Like, and they have such a good relationship and like, that's, you just know, dude, that they're good people.
I dated this girl one time and she yelled at her mom on the phone one time over something that was her fault.
Right.
That not the mom's fault. It was the girl's fault. And she was yelling at her mom that was trying to help her out. And I was just like, oh,
that's
my
a deal breaker.
God. Yeah, no, I broke up with her. Like, I was like, I'm out, dude. I'm sorry.
It's like anything like that. Like,
you came out of her. You came out of, like, that's the same person as you.
Yeah. It's,
and you're like,
yeah. And that's something inside of that person that's that they're like upset or miserable about. It's not, has nothing to do with the argument.
Yeah.
You know, like those people are just like that.
Yeah.
And whenever all my friends that I can think of are like, they got a cool relationship with their parents and that's the fucking shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's the shit. That's what I, like, when I go home, I don't even tell people I'm home sometimes. I just, like, go to chill with my family and fucking hang out with my dad and my mom and go into the city and shit. Like, give a fuck. I've been doing it for, I'm not a comedian, but I've been doing music, at, like, on this level for a few years. And I'm, like, finally sort of starting to get, like, opportunity and stuff like that, like, just now. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, there are so many kids who think they're going to get on stage for a year. And they think shit's gonna happen for them. It's like, no, dude. Like, you gotta put in the work, put in the time.
Yeah.
Fucking, you gotta be, if you're not out there, is like every week or like at least trying, writing, getting up every morning and writing and all that stuff. Like then
to
I don't believe you. Like, I don't believe that you wanna
do
it.
Like, why would you come out here and pay $1,000+
a month
for rent?
Yeah.
You have to, like, to me, I'm like, this is like I'm paying rent. I gotta be working constantly.
Yeah, it's seriously, it's like, dude, and
it's
but
like
you
paying
always,
rent on an office. Like, you get more job work done when you're paying rent on an office.
If you think of it like an office and not your apartment, it's like that. That's a
dude,
great way to think about it.
This is my office, and I sleep over
right
there.
Seriously,
yeah, that's pretty much what this is.
But that's it. It's like all the kids that I know, or all the people that I know that have got an opportunity, I wouldn't even say made it, but like are working musicians or comedians or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They all, it was like all of them sort of the same formula. They put in a lot of work writing songs, or in my case, like writing songs, they went out every week. If they couldn't book a show, they'd do an open mic. And if then when they sort of didn't need to do open mics all the time anymore, they would play as many shows as they could and work on new stuff and record and put out. And like all the kids that really stuck with and were really about it are successful now.
Yeah.
And it's like the people that don't, you see, because they either go home, they move, they get a half decent job with a little more pay, but they stop doing what they came out here to do.
Yeah.
You see it all the fucking time, dude.
Yeah, no, it happens constantly.
It's like, oh, you want to be really good? Then get on stage.
Yeah.
Get on stage. You're going to be, and you probably will be. If you're funny, like, you probably will be really good. Just get on stage.
Yeah.
Like, go to an open mic and play to fucking 25 people who don't want to listen.
25 people at an open mic? That's just the comics.
Yeah, that's like, the comic. Yeah, literally.
That's people that doesn't want to listen to.
Exactly. And, dude, not only that, like, and if you win that room, I mean, then you're on to something. You know what I mean? If you can win that room and make people listen, and then once you start getting, like, legitimate shows and opening for people and all that stuff, I mean, dude, yeah. But you know what, though? This is what I mean. I like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's fun. Like, I'm not miserable. I don't have, like, a bad time. Like, do I want to be, a full-time working? Yeah, I want all that stuff, and I know it'll happen eventually. But it's like, while I'm doing this, I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
And I'm not miserable like the kid who I fucking opened for on Saturday.
Yeah, no.
Like, you got to be able to, joke
just,
about
just
it.
Just kind of enjoy it.
Yeah,
even
exactly.
Though I'm against romanticizing the struggle, I'm against that. Every
yeah,
time
no,
I hear
not.
A comic
romanticize
the struggle, he's like, yeah, I remember paying $25 to get here or whatever, and like my car broke down, all that stuff. I'm like, and they romanticize like this whole thing of like, just enjoy the struggle. Nah, dude.
No,
I'll never romanticize the struggle.
But we
I'll
just
be
have
like,
a good
I'm
time.
Glad it's over.
Yeah, me too. And I'll feel the same way. But it's I guess what it is, it's like not necessarily thinking about it as like it was a beautiful time in my life. But thinking about it like while I was going through that hard time, I had a really good time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? It's like we still have a good time and laugh and fucking drink and shit. And it's like we don't need to be like, oh man, the struggle. Like we're gonna look back on these fucking years. It's like no, I'm not gonna look back at fucking driving a car that I thought was gonna explode while I was driving it. You fucking moron. You know what I mean? Like I fucking hate when people say that.
People
shit.
Do that. They do that all
fuck
the time.
That.
I love my car.
Oh, I don't give a fuck. I love that. Dude, that thing's a beast.
But it's just because I don't care about it. And, like, I've always cared about every car I had. Like, if I wrecked it or whatever, I always cared about it. And I didn't want people scratching it. And it was, like, a lot of stress for me. But to have no stress and just be like, I made you bump into it, and you bumped into it again.
So
but,
fun.
That's probably all we have time for today, though. I'm trying to keep everything, like, to an hour. But we'll definitely... I say we'll. Me and the listeners will have you back soon.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for having me.
Man.
This was a lot
Maybe
of fun.
Maybe we can go over some more lies next time. I know you got a bunch of them.
Oh, thanks, dude. All right, I'll see you. Fucking.